Welcome to Stiletto Heels. Gather around, my little goddesses. It's time for tea and taking a moment just for pleasure. It's just wonderful to see all of you, and you look so glamorous and so pretty. Well, today I'd like to focus a little bit about not only fashion, but our homes. And I remember in the past reading about David Hicks, of course, living in England. It was so wonderful to see how he just designed some magnificent spaces. And he always felt the best rooms have something to say about the people who live in them. And do you agree? I certainly do. I think that our homes tell the story of our lives, and our home decor is certainly a little bit about our personal storybook. Now, as a designer, oftentimes I ask my client, what would a room or your entire home be without accessories? And so many designers just put in the main pieces and then, goodbye, you'll fill in the rest. Or others will just add so many different accessories that really don't suit the clients. Can you imagine that? I certainly can't. In my eyes, accessories are the lifeblood of a home, no different than how I design accessories for fashion, my jewelry collections. And much like the icing on the cake, you cannot make selections in the interior design process without the finishing touches that make the home truly shine. No different than your fashions need to shine with the glitter of black diamonds. Now, oftentimes my clients ask, what's the purpose of home accessories? Home accessories are the most important part of your home. It adds an instant oomph to complement your home interiors. There are things that let you showcase your choices, your interest in life, and even your personality. Now, the same thing holds true for fashion, doesn't it? So we have a running theme here. It allows you to allow your personality shine in your home. It helps you to create a story that you want to portray to your family, to your guests, to your relatives, and whoever visits. Accessories enhance your space, allowing you to synchronize your interior elements with each other. And while you're decorating, you must ensure that the things that you purchase has a visual appeal as well as what's the function in the space. That's my little mantra. Selecting accessories can be a difficult task. And you need to take care of a lot of things while you're purchasing to create harmony and balance. And as a grand feng shui master, I often think harmony and balance. Now take that moment and think of things in your home. Now that one thing, that one object, does it complement others? Think of the complete style and look at what you want to create, and then I say, go for it. Now, you may need to always, and you might want to write this down, think of color, think of size, think of theme, think of the look, and yes, think of the budget. And you might want to play with textures, but I don't want you to go overboard, because many times you might clutter your space and then it'll make your space feel so cluttered and it just doesn't add any delight to you. Now, without accessories, your spaces, no matter how beautifully it's decorated or furnished, it'll be left looking and feeling incredibly unloved. Think of the accessories as the icing on a cake. And that offers you a visual interest and the details. Now, if you source your accessories during the design process. Your rooms will look complete when you're done. And many times my clients will say, what's so important about accessories? And here's my mantra. They're a powerful tool. They make your spaces come alive. They add texture, color, pattern, and form. And it's not just eye candy. It's objects that can be functional as vases, books, bowls. And the most important thing, accessories pull your design scheme together. Once again, say it with me. Accessories will pull your design scheme together. No different than fashion. So fashion accessories are beautiful items that can change the look of clothes and style. It can improve your appearance and make one feel better about yourself. That's why I chose accessories for fashion. It's a good investment piece that comes in many forms. And you may want to jazz up your look, and you may want to stop paying attention to the clothes and the clothes alone. Accessories are a great way to showcase your sense of style for practically any occasion. Now, you might want to include some bracelets. You might include a bag. And you might include bracelets, necklaces, pendants, handbags. And you might want to include shoes, umbrellas, hats. It's all up to you. Now, as a grand feng shui master, I'm naturally inclined to structure, order, neatness, and organized. I'm fascinated by this art. And I've organized wardrobes as one of the most important ingredients that allows me to shop for accessories. Now, the most important examples are how you go to accessorize. You might choose to do it by color, no different than in your wardrobe. And you might want to get the most out of your wardrobe when it comes to color through jewelry and accessories, no different than in the home. Getting the most from your home, accessories, a color combining, and it might be in throw pillows, it might be a rug, it might be art. When it comes to color, accessorize. Combining your wardrobe or combining your home, you've allowed a punch of color in a often, I'd say, vanilla space. But love or hate it, when you have color, it's hard to ignore its impact. It's important. And you have to see how style is on the inside. I believe fashion creates a focus on the external. So style does the opposite. It brings focus and attention to the internal. And it's so important to help you explore and liberate. Now, it's all about happiness. It's all about pleasure and discovering how much you want to find in the true sense of happiness and joy and pleasure. So once again, we're back to glamour is the G-spot. Life is far too short to be somewhere else. And sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're not. So you have to furnish your landscape, your home, with happiness. It's so important. And so many times I've seen so many ads about elders and getting older and the focus on that. But the most important thing is learning to be comfortable in your own skin. And that is wisdom. And it's my favorite kind of wisdom. So I'd say it's really important that you not worry about the label and the clothing you buy and what you have in your wardrobe. It's the most important thing, finding yourself, finding your style, finding what functions for you to be happy, for your body image, to take care of self, and to be aware. So once again, it's organizing your home, it's organizing your fashion, it's organizing your wardrobe, and it's so important for these strategies for you to create a fun time. So I think you might want to take a moment and let's start journaling. In my book, Feng Shui Chic, I said it's important to see how you're feeling wearing these clothes and what happened during the day. So if you can give yourself a moment and take a moment to see how you felt during the day, what you were thinking and what you were wearing. And do that throughout the week. When your week is up, what outfits made you feel so good? And would you wear those clothes again? And now you start seeing the DNA for yourself of what makes you feel good with your fashion. And what outfits had you not feel so good? And what choices would help you as you go shopping again? Now, for fashion, it could be your handbag. It could be makeup. It could be sunglasses. It could be umbrellas. It could be your gym bag, your shoes, your hosiery. These accessories make a difference to your main frame, your outfit. So you need to take a look at your accessories and see how they combine with your clothing. Many times my clients will buy accessories without thinking of what their wardrobes are, or they'll buy their wardrobe without thinking of their accessories. So I say, let's have fun, let's get pleasure, and get creative. So when you say accessories in fashion, I think of necklaces, earrings, bracelets. You might also think of belts, your scarves. You think of hats. And of course, I think of pins. Now, I even think of accessories as an important factor, your eyeglasses, your sunglasses. The key to successful accessorizing for fashion is no different than accessorizing your home. There is a style that will suit you no matter how individual you are. Now, you have to think of what prints you enjoy, what are the colors you enjoy, and then complement it with the accessories that will or won't work with you. Accessorizing is wearing only those accessories that will work for you. So I encourage you to start collecting accessories in the style that you love, that make you feel like you. And I feel no different. That's why I had chosen to create accessories for fashion that will make your heart sing, that you love to wear, and that's what you want to wear. So I think when we talk about accessories, I think you have to consider stepping up your accessories a little bit. But yet, on the same idea, you don't want to over-accessorize. Outfits that are safe might be in danger of becoming boring. And I think those outfits are functional, but they're not fabulous. So then I think at that point, you have to accessorize. And I don't think accessorizing is just for a special occasion. I think good accessorizing is for every day. And when you get into the swing of it, adding an accessory or two, you'll see it's a natural way to complement your outfits. Now, there is not one outfit that is truly complete without accessorizing. When I style my celebrities, when I style my clients, this is true. There's not one outfit that is complete without me adding the accessories. Until then, you're a work in progress and you're only partially a completed canvas. So no matter what your day holds, I say add one accessory item. Even if you're working from home and it's just for you and it's just with your doggy, add that accessory. It'll add flavor and zest. And you don't need more than one accessory to get the job done. I've always created my bracelets, my goddess bracelets, for that factor. It's the key to accessorizing. It'll make you feel good. And it's in the small details that will make you feel so good. So it's an expression of yourself and the way that you choose to do it. Now, speaking of accessories, next week I'll be talking all about Leon Hall and Joan Rivers and the power of my accessories. It's so much fun and fashion emergency. I know you have a lot of questions, and some of them might be a little dull or perhaps crazy to you, but the one thing that struck me that is important, it's so important that your style is kind of like the spices in the kitchen and your personal, how can I say, accessories include fragrance that will distinguish you from one woman from another. You might wear the same clothes, but how you pull it together will make clothes look entirely different from one another. And that is a wonderful thing. Because without the details, without the flavor, without the spice, without the scent, getting dressed would be dull indeed. Leon Hall always said, dressing in all black will be dull. When you want to make an entrance, color it up. So what details will I be talking about? Well, accessories, of course. I'm standing now with
Monique.
Monique, what's your last name?
Nolan.
Monique Nolan. So, Monique, I have a podcast called Stiletto Heels, and I'm all about finding your G-spot, your glamour spot. What's glamour to you? What gives you pleasure?
Great hair? Okay, great hair.
Great hair. Okay, so you enjoy doing your hair?
Beautiful hair.
Okay, no, what's your personal G-spot?
What massages. Massages.
Oh, for relaxing. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So do you make time all the time to do?
No.
You have to.
I know. I got to.
You have to have pleasure in life.
I know.
So while we're on this excursion of accessories for fashion and for home, it's so important because you live in your body, you live in your home. And your home does tell your story, and so does your fashion. And think about it. Your home will reflect who you are, and the same as your fashion. And accessory matters because it nurtures you. And your home decor matters because it can affect your work. Your home decor can affect your health and well-being because your home decor should be comfortable. And as a Grand Feng Shui master, I've learned home decor matters because it's important to you to feel good, to give you pleasure. That's the goal. That's the G-spot. That's the glamour. Home decor matters because your home is a gathering place. So I wish you well, and I hope to see you soon, next week, my little goddesses, as we gather around the tea table. And as you listen to my podcast about the heart of the home, I will tell you how important it is as you live in your home and you live in your body. Today, we spoke all about fashion and accessories and home and accessories. And the reason for that is the growing awareness and the impact upon medicine and how people are living longer and the awareness of our life in our later years. It gave me a moment to think, my goddesses, of when I reflect on what longevity means to me. I think for me, it's about living life with pleasure. It's about a sense of fulfillment that life offers. In my experience at any age, it's about the mindset that we carry and our behavior that results from those mindsets. I created a community, Stiletto Heals, for the goddesses, for us to gather, to embrace a life that is filled with learning and active engagement, with activities and connections that will support your well-being, that will offer you a sense of fulfillment, purpose, and meaning that we seek at any age. I want to thank you all for gathering here with me. I appreciate it. And I look forward to being with you in this pursuit that represents an opportunity to live a long life, live fully, and allowing us to define longevity for yourself. A mindset that embraces long life learning with an active engagement in Stiletto Heals and the activities and connections that will support your well-being. I offer you the sense of fulfillment with purpose and meaning that we all seek at any age. I believe it is in this pursuit that represents the opportunity to live a long life, a life lived fully, allowing you to author your own definition of longevity for yourself. Well, as they say in the theater, it's time to be wrapping it up. I would like to give you a little visual that I did with my young children. I want you to close your eyes and just picture the little life challenges, and we're going to change that a tad. In nature, the transformation of the caterpillar to the butterfly is a beautiful teaching. Just close your eyes and just see that little black cocoon. I remember sitting out on my terrace one day, and there were a couple of little cocoons all around. And all of a sudden in the twilight, what I call the blue light, evening, came. It must have been about 5 o'clock. And suddenly, butterflies just opened their wings and just started flying around. And that gave me a moment to see and think of the transformations. Sometimes we have to really go deep within ourselves and get settled and content and nurture ourselves. And then we return back into life fully free rather than stuck and being tired. And we are open to new opportunities to spread our wings beautifully and just take flight. So it's time for you to emerge and take flight this week. I wish you lots of blessings and may peace and blessings surround each one of you. And then let's take a moment for cradle navel. Put your fingers into love knot position. Inhale, exhale. Yes, I hear you. Let it go. You're going to sleep so well tonight. That's the objective. And remember my tips on bedroom and self-care. That is your G-spot. Now inhale, exhale. Say Satanama. Satanama 11 times. May peace and prosperity and abundance surround you this week. Until we meet next week, blessings. And in the ancient customs, I'll sound a bell to join us in that moment for peace and love. Blessings.